day. Time is 7 after the hour. It's Monday morning. Here we are on the Good Day program to exercise the muscles in your mind by getting you to stretch out just a bit some of your ideas, challenging some of your thoughts, and telling you what's going on, basically speaking, with the services of Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Both the ladies have finked out again. Roberta, I think, will be back tomorrow. Listen, if I see one more email from her about how exhausted she is, I think I'm going to make sure there's some kind of a noose at the end of my my email to her. Ah! And then Jennifer, who lives and works in Los Angeles, Santa Ana winds over the weekend blew down the power line. I didn't think there were any power lines above the... I haven't seen any power lines anywhere in Southern California that were above ground. Do you have those in your area, San Diego, Kenny?
But I'm kind of out in the outskirts, and we do have some, but I've been here for 8 years now, if you can believe that, and I have no problem with the Santa Ana winds when they come blowing. No problem with power.
When the winds come blowing, come blow, blow, blowing along, sweet song. All right, let's get to some of the news of the day and your comments. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com or to Richie, who's looking around somewhere. This is a yiker. Yikes. 9% of the people who live in our country have thought about quitting their U.S. citizenship. 9% of you have considered leaving the country, thought about giving up their U.S. citizenship. Nearly half think U.S. citizens should be able to be citizens of more than one country. I'm into that myself, frankly. I wish I had another passport just beside an American passport. This is a Rasmussen report. National Telephone Survey finds that 9% of U.S. citizens have considered giving up their American citizenship. Now, you can say, oh, well, how accurate is that? Plus or minus 3%. Doesn't make any difference. That's a huge number. If you've got, in this circumstance, 300 million people, 310 million, whatever it is, 9% of that is 27 million people. That's more people than have passports in America, which is another, at this wedding I was talking about, most of the people who were at this wedding that I went to Saturday night in Malibu were from Israel or England or other countries. They weren't there, I think, frankly, I had all kinds of exclusives. I was the only person who was there that was by himself. Number two, I was one of the, of two goys who were there. The rest of them were all Jewish. I was one of three people who were, I think, American citizens. The rest of them were all from Switzerland, England. There were some Africans that were there. Let's see, from Israel, for the most part. Most of the people there were from Israel. The wedding I'm talking about, Uri Geller's daughter, Natalie, got married in a wonderful, quiet, just beautiful ceremony. I was describing it earlier. It was on the beach in Malibu. And a very sort of secluded place. There's one restaurant there, and that was it. And off, you have to sort of get way off the PCH in order to get to it, Pacific Coast Highway. And they set up the wedding ceremony on the sand, and had the huppah, which is a supposedly, I think it, does it represent the earth? What does the huppah represent, Kenny? Now that I'm thinking about it, I've forgotten what it, I knew at one point, but I don't remember now.
I don't know
what that represents. At any rate, as the sun went down, the winds calmed down, and within seconds after the sun went down, it seems to go, it's almost like it goes kerplunk. Have you ever sat on a beach or any place on a mountain and watched the sun go down? If it's a flat, if the horizon is flat, it's different than if you're in the mountains or something. But if the horizon is flat and you're watching the sun go down, it just seems to go down so quickly. And goes. And instantly there was this one star that appeared over where the couple was getting married. I took a picture of it with my cell phone, which I was soundly criticized. You know, I have a flip phone. I don't have an iPhone or a BlackBerry or that stuff. And I took the picture. I don't know how clear it was, but I tried to capture the couple standing up there with the parents, and then looking up just above it was the star. Anyway, it was beautiful. The point is, what was the point? Where was I going? Why did I start talking about that? I forget. Oh, I know what it was. It's citizenship. The fact we were talking at the reception afterwards about how few Americans get around. I was talking to this woman, and I don't want to be a name dropper, but she's a very famous architect and designed cities, perhaps one of the best known international architects. And her husband funded Skype. I mean, that's kind of the deal of who was there. Fascinating lady. And we were talking about what she did to bring up her sons. She took them with her. She'd been working all over the world. She homeschooled her children and brought them with her so that they became international sort of members of the world community. They understood what went on in various countries and knew. And then we get talking about how Americans don't have passports. And we don't. In the main, the smallest of the largest countries, most progressive countries in the international community, we have by far the fewest number of people who are citizens of our country that have passports. And that's really pretty telling, especially when we're all about the business frequently of telling other countries about how to run their business, their affairs. We have no idea what goes on in their countries. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But we do need to become a little more worldly. And that may bring about a focus on this Al-Qaeda leader who got caught in Libya. First reports suggested the Libyan government knew we were going in there in this counterterrorism raid. And then after, that proved not to be the case. So it was more or less one of these things, just like we went into Pakistan to get Osama bin Laden, and all of us say, yeah, yeah, rah, rah. How many of you say, yeah, yeah, rah, rah, for us going in? And this is a fellow who was involved in an embassy bombing in 1998. Somebody who was close to bin Laden, on the FBI's most wanted list, $5 million bounty on his head, gets caught. But under these circumstances, are you comfortable? Some of you will say, yes, go get him no matter where he is. And some of you say, no, this is what makes people in other countries so dislike America. It's like we own everything. And I'm not sure, and then people would say, well, can you trust the government of Libya? I don't know, but I'm kind of nervous, Kenny. You, with all of this sort of thing, we just trample in and go get them. I'm not comfortable with that, frankly, at all.
I'm actually, I don't have that big a problem with it.
You know?
I think we have made it clear to other countries that if they're harboring terrorists that have attacked us or our interests, that we're going to come get them.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's, I don't know that I have a problem with it. I just, is there a way of telling them, or is the worry that this guy is somehow connected to somebody in government and they'll warn him and we'll be able to get him then?
I don't know. I know that things in Libya are really shaky.
Yes,
government's not strong with their at all. Government.
Yeah.
That whole part of the world is. Mm-hmm. So I completely understand us not, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I completely understand us going in and grabbing this guy
mm-hmm.
without letting them know we're coming.
Right. All right. 888-302-3684. Last week, we talked a lot about the Justice Department suing North Carolina for racially discriminatory voter ID laws. There are a lot of social media comments and people sending me email, and I'll touch on a few of those as we continue here to get our fingers on the pulse and keep them there. 888-302-3684. There is a real focus on appearance. Now, for some reason or other, people, it depends on the time of year. I think that in the springtime, when we start talking about after you've been inside all winter, going outside, putting on the bathing suits, people are concerned about how they look. I'm not sure that always holds true when it comes to your hair. I think your hairline is in focus a lot, And when there are parties, you know, let's face it, we're getting, it's October, Christmas music already on some of the radio stations around the country. Halloween's a couple of weeks away. After that, big push for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You'll be going to a lot of parties. You'll be presenting yourself, and you want to look your best, right? If you are losing your hair or have lost your hair, within the time it takes you to get Provia, which is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that I have been promoting here for months and months and months, if you get on the horn right now and dial 800-525-8319, that's 800-525-8319. People say, okay, I write the number down. What's Doug got up his sleeve right now? I will tell you that between now and Christmas, you'll see your hair again if you call that number right now. Fast results with Provia. What it does is clean out the pores so the hair follicles can grow. Premature thinning hair comes back again safely, naturally, no side effects. One phone call to 800-525-8319. That's all you have to do. Stronger, fuller, younger looking hair. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Provia and Super Provia Concentrate all come together to cleanse the scalp, get your hair follicles growing, make the hair that you have on your head look thicker. You will be much better off with more hair. You'll agree to that when you look in the mirror and see how the new Provia works. 800-525-8319. Remember, use it with satisfaction or your money back, period. Provia, 800-525-8319.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids that.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
All right, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for this hour's 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Americans James Rothman and Randy Scheckman are in the news today. Why is that? 888-302-3684. You got to really be on your toes to know about these two Americans. They have, I think the announcement actually just made in the last hour or so as to why they are in focus. James Rothman, Randy Scheckman, both Americans. They're in the news. Why? 888-302-3684. Know the answer. Get a swell prize. These are two. Nobody knew who they were before today, right, except the people in their fields. So now they're two famous Americans, James Rothman, Randy Scheckman. Why are they in the news today? 888-302-DOUG.
Normal.
blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
So sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.
All right, so let's get into an interesting philosophical place here. You want to? We have a moderately intriguing story at DougStefan.com today. I'm not trying to put down our efforts here, but I find many of the things that refer to music sometimes, it's like beauty. It's in the ear of the beholder. Some songs mean more to others than do, like a song like this. This is Right Said Fred with I'm Too Sexy. And the reason that we have a focus on this and four or five other songs, they have been labeled brain itchers. Songs you wish you could forget, but you can't. Like a virus that won't leave your system. No matter how hard you try, you're in the shower, and before you can stop yourself, YMCA pops up, right? You catch yourself chanting, "Who let the dogs out?" When you're in the shower.
Who let the dogs out?
Like that.
Yeah, like that. Exactly. Yeah. This is Baja Men. All right, what else do we have here on this list? Yeah. There are, these are, for some people, unwelcome melody. How many times do we hear Jennifer say, "Don't play that song, it'll stay with me all day long"? It's kind of like the Doug Steffen tune that we played for a long, long time, that people would complain because it stayed in your head. Well, that was the idea. So those of you who try to erase these unwelcome melodies by thinking about something else, that's not going to work, because it it doesn't. Play Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Is this another one of these songs, Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is the name for the affliction, brain itching. Type of song that causes the brain itch and earworm. Dr. James Kalaris of the University of Cincinnati studied the phenomenon. Really? He has? Man, this guy needs to get a life. It seems the combination of repetitive words and unchanging melody makes for the perfect earworm. You are helpless, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have these songs. So, actually, we have them. The poll today, which of these five songs sticks with you the longest? I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Mambo Number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita.
That's Lou Vega. A little bit of Mambo, Who Let the Dogs Out, and then there's Imbop by Hanson. Imbop. All right. If we were to put these, by the way, according to the work done by this professor, he put them in their order from number 5 to number 1. And I think it'll be interesting to see how what our results on our poll today, Kenny Show, versus what there is there on this guy's research. Number 5, according to him, this British group, I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred, 1992 tribute to a fashion model. Let's see here. The number 4 was Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping. I think you have them listed actually in the order here. So let's the poll, the way you've listed it at DougStefan.com, has them in order. So let's see if you agree with what this fellow found in his research. And what it does is bring around a focus onto what people actually get paid. These people, these researchers, get paid by somebody to do this work. Somebody hires them. This prof at the University of Cincinnati was hired by somebody to find out which of these five songs sticks with you the longest. So if you want to play along, help yourself. Story at DougStefan.com and the poll. I take it, as many of you do every day, no matter what our poll is. 20 and after on Good Day Answer to our 2020 news quiz coming up.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, in the past I've talked about the importance of exercise because overweight pets are a major concern for veterinarians. But seeing your pet every day, sometimes it's hard for an owner to tell if the pets are, in fact, shaping up. Aside from appearance, which can often be deceiving, the only real way to check your pet's progress on the diet is to weigh him. Some veterinarians have special scales for animals to stand on, but you can do it at home by yourself. Weigh yourself, then weigh yourself with the dog. Now don't cheat and subtract the difference and you'll know your dog's weight. And if you're not seeing results, don't get depressed. Just like with people, dieting can take time. What I suggest doing is weigh the dog once a week, continue feeding the dog small amounts more frequently throughout the day, not more food, just more frequently, and increase the exercise. Any good veterinarian, any good human doctor will tell you that the best way for any living thing to lose weight is gradually by eating less calories and increasing the exercise. But check your pets every day. Losing weight can save their lives. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Going on in the world today is interesting, compelling, important, and you have found the connection to what's going on in the world. The conversation on the Good Day program is aimed at helping you know what it is that is going on. Some of it may be important to you. Some of it may not be important to you. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, ladies all back tomorrow. Hopefully Jennifer's power gets back. She's had the wind taken beneath her sails and blew out the power.
That Los Angeles had
windy this weekend. It was. Yeah. Having been there, it was very windy, and then it calmed down. I went through a description of the wedding, Richie. You see the picture of Uri and me on our Facebook page. It's posted there.
I saw a bunch of pictures that Uri posted.
Yeah.
Him and his daughter looked very nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, but the wind stopped. It was very interesting. It was like Uri just put up his hands and said, okay, everything stops now. There was no wind. The sunset was beautiful, and there was a star right over the chuppah.
Isn't that nice?
When they got married. Yeah, it was very nice. You're not impressed, I can tell.
No, it's...
No, you're not impressed.
You know, it's amazing. You were at my wedding. We had a monsoon just before it.
And that stopped, too.
Had to move it indoors.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
it stopped. You went out on the lake in the boat.
Yep, everything was out on the lake. Once we found the chairs floating around in the lake, we were able to set them back up.
I remember that. That's it. Good Lord, more I think about it. That was a long time ago.
13 years.
888-302-3684. Think of what we've been through between that time and this time. Our 2020 News Quiz question focuses on two Americans who have become famous literally overnight. Their names are James Rothman and Randy Scheckman. Why are they in the news today? That's our 2020 News Quiz question for this hour. Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Yes, it is. All right, so Going back to the Justice Department suing North Carolina for racially discriminatory voter ID laws, I thought I'd trace back some of the Twitter and Facebook comments, Kenny, that have come as a result of that. Here's somebody who identifies himself as Fuse Fan. How is making someone have proper identification racial discrimination? Get an ID or don't vote. It's pretty simple. Let's see. Here's somebody who identifies himself as a young Dem. Good. The laws are discriminatory and will restrict voting among eligible voters to further a particular political agenda. All right. Again, the question has to do with whether or not the Justice Department was right in going after North Carolina for racially discriminating against people, so they say, in the voter ID law. Greer says Democrats don't care about voting rights. They just want it to be easy for illegals to vote. Tom says, if you can get your act together to have a valid ID, why should you be trusted to, if you can't get your act together to have a valid ID, why should you be trusted to elect leaders? I think it's a pretty good question. Kim says, an ID is required on many purchases or activities. Why should it be different when voting? Racism is just their scapegoat. Jeffrey tweets, the Justice Department needs to sue North Carolina. Governor Pat McCrory thinks he can run wild with his state and do what he wants. Let's see here. Simon says the Department of Justice needs to stop harassing the states. What's your opinion on that? By the way, speaking of I don't know why, where did I come up with this? I'm thinking out loud, sort of, or you can... Richie's great because he knows he can hear my brain working. Yeah. He can see how I put... All right, how does this all fit together? There's a video of the day today that I hope you've seen. If you haven't, check it out. We're talking a little about my experience over the weekend with Uri and his family and the wedding and that sort of thing. Uri was on a radio program with Simon Conway, who's becoming fairly well known. He's on a station in Des Moines, English guy, and Uri knew him when he was in England. So he was on to talk about his new book, story of whether he was an FBI, CIA informant or not, yada, yada. And so Simon Conway, who had never actually interviewed Uri before, even though he knew him, asked him about watches and teapots and refrigerators and things that Uri claims, and he's proven here for us on this program any number of times. You think about it with him, and the watch starts, the clock starts, the stove works, the toaster works, all those things. Richie's been around that mumbo-jumbo for years, and he's heard Uri do it. So anyway... Simon had Uri Geller on his radio program on Friday and challenged, he didn't have his father's old broken watch with him because he didn't know that they were going to talk about that on the air. So Uri said to Simon, you now have the thought in your mind connected to me that you have the power to make this work. So go home and get the watch and touch it, hold it, and see what happens. So the video of the day today is Simon Conway doing what Uri told him to do with his father's old broken watch.
Oh, I have to hear this.
So you got to go. I don't know. There is audio, actually. You want to play that, Richie? It's okay to play the audio if you want to.
Yeah, let's see.
I think you really got to
translate. Yeah.
This is my dad's watch. My dad died many years ago. The watch has never worked. I don't know what to tell you, except we had Uri Geller on tonight. And... my watch is now working. My dad's watch is now working. It's an incredibly old watch. He wore it when I was a kid. I have no idea what to tell you. Bizarre.
Bizarre.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting there watching. All it is the watch working and him telling that story.
Yeah, right.
I won't tell you what to think about Uri, except that what I know is he's a very nice, genuine human being.
Mm-hmm.
The hocus pocus, I don't know about, you know. I do think he is mentally very aware of things that many of us are not.
Mm-hmm.
But forget all that. When he held that spoon, and I mean, I brought the biggest spoon I could find, one you could barely bend if you just used your hands, and just in seconds had that thing just fall over like a wet noodle. and handed it to me, and it was still falling like a wet noodle. I have no idea how to explain it. I have no idea what to think, say.
So, why do you think you have to? Why can't you just trust that it happened and leave it at that?
I have to. I have no choice, but it just irks me. I'm the guy that would watch.
Why does it irk you?
Remember when Fox used to have those shows where they would show how the magician does his tricks and all the magicians got all mad?
Debunk them.
Right. I would watch those shows.
I know you.
Just so I could understand how it works.
But you didn't really understand it because they have their own tricks. That's what it boils down to on either side. Just a way for people to pay attention or not pay attention, one way or the other. Anyway, it's a fun romp, and having spent the weekend with Uri, it's the usual Uri. Although he made a great deal. He and I haven't seen each other for 4 years. Yeah, we talk all the time.
So he hasn't seen your new look.
No. So he looks at me when he see. I come back from doing the radio program on Friday morning, and he and Hannah and the rest of the family are in the restaurant having breakfast. So I pull over, I put my hands on Hannah's back and give her a little. She looks up at me, Dougie! and Uri looks around because he'd just come down from a radio interview, of course, and his hair is all getting gray too.
Yes.
And so he looks at me, because he's seen pictures of me with the gray hair, but he hadn't seen the real look. So the picture that you see at facebook.com/goodday show is of me and Uri as he picks up his phone and chastises me. He says, here, take a picture. Get out your phone. And I get out my phone, and he says, what are you doing with that? I mean, it's just it's real, Uri. What are you doing with that old phone? Throw it away. Anyway, so he takes a picture of me with his BlackBerry. And I said, why do you have that old BlackBerry? Why don't you have an iPhone? He says, because this works for me. It's all in whatever works for you. Anyway, the point is that there's a picture of the two of us upon instantly seeing each other for the first time in 4 or 5 years, recognizing our
big story going around on social media, besides you two gray hair guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Is another gray hair guy that has more money than both of you together, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Washington Redskins. I was about to say.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. There's a picture of him in his box, in his skybox up in the stadium.
With a flip phone.
Here's this guy, like a multi-billionaire.
With a flip phone.
It was all over social media this weekend.
888-302-3684. All right, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Who are James Rothman and Randy Scheckman? Jim is somewhere in Minnesota. Jim, have I ever talked to you before?
Quite a while back.
Where in Minnesota are you?
I'm up in North Central Minnesota.
North Central Minnesota, Minnesota. All right, so tell us who James Rothman and Randy Scheckman are and why they're in the news today.
They won the Nobel Peace Prize, or the Nobel Prize for Medicine.
Yes.
And they shared it with a third person.
Yeah, the third person is a German-born researcher named Thomas Schwedhoff. The three of them will share the 2013 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries on how hormones, enzymes, and other key substances are transported within cells in your body.
I find this amazing.
Vessel traffic, it's called.
Yeah.
The transport system for our cells. It is amazing.
So how cells move around the information between each other.
How the cargo is delivered to the right place at the right time.
That's amazing.
And how disturbances in the system contribute to your problems, whether it be diabetes, whether you got neurological problems, immune disorders, that sort of thing. Rothman is a professor at Yale. Scheckman is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley. And the German is at Stanford as well. So, good for them. And good for us, because we now have more information that may help in the treatment. I don't know how it...
Diabetes, they're saying, and I don't think it was cancer. Diabetes and something else that was going to be the main focus of how this could help.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are all kinds. This is the season for the Nobel Peace Prizes, and you'll find the next couple of 3 weeks a lot of these prizes will be awards in physics and chemistry and literature and peace and economics and all that stuff. Each prize is worth 8 million kroner, which is $1.2 million, and it was established by Alfred Nobel, or Nobel, some people pronounce it, and if I remember correctly, he was the guy that invented dynamite. Isn't that what I remember? Isn't that?
Yeah.
And he was so bothered by the success of it that he gave all of his money in perpetuity to this. And they give away $14-15 million a year in prizes to people
who
win.
Check this out. Sheckman discovered the set of genes that were required for the vesicle transport, while Rothman revealed how the proteins dock with their target membranes like two sides of a zipper.
Yeah.
And Sudoff, the German guy, found out how they released their cargo.
Mm-hmm.
So all three guys worked on a different aspect of how these things transport the information from one cell to the other.
Yep. Pretty cool, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Wow. Lots to be thankful for. And this
I feel so stupid right now.
No, you're not stupid. I just have a different area of expertise. Don't show you're stupid. Then keep your mouth shut.
These guys are amazing.
302.
Wow.
So it is amazing. And it's a wonderful thing. It still puts America back. You know, we have all these people that are chipping away in America. A lot of people are worried because Obama's not going to go to this big summit in the Far East, that the Chinese are going to show up the Americans because Obama's not going to be there. He's here working on trying to figure out, how to solve the problem with the spending bill and whether we have the money to pay the bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They could all fix that in 5 minutes if they just get their egos, leave their egos at the door and just go in and talk like human beings. But no, we can't do that. We're too busy genuflecting. So at any rate, all right, Jim, you did a nice job. We had a good conversation about it. Thank you. Hold on just a second. 888-302-3684. Let me just quiz John, who's in Salt Lake City, for a second. Hey, John, you still there?
Yes, I am.
What do you think about the government shutdown? What do you think about the Republicans and the Democrats? Just a gut reaction from you as to the situation. And does it affect you, by the way, at all?
Well, you can't just say no to everything, and that's been the standard of the Republican Party. You can't just say, you've got to have an alternative. In other words, Obamacare, they're saying their big objection is that it's going to be administered by the IRS. But actually, that's a good place to administer it because they can do it along the lines of the earned income credit, for instance, so that these poor people are being sold out by Walmart and these other corporations. You know, they don't want to pick up the tab for their health care. Fine. Where can they turn to? The government. You know, working, as best they can to support their families. At the end of the year, they're coming up short. So give them a cash settlement similar to the earned income credit, and then they can go get whatever health care that'll get them, paying cash to the doctors, dentists, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
is that what you do?
What?
Is that what you do? What's your health care situation?
My wife and I have insurance through our company still, but we're old school. Obviously, the people coming up now are not going to be in that boat by any means because these companies are bailing out on the people. Let's face it. Let's be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans just they're reactionary or something. They don't want to acknowledge that fact that the world has moved on now, but we're not going to leave these people behind to rot the way they want to do it. And now they've thrown a temper tantrum and shut the whole government down.
So you think it's all on one side? You don't think it's both sides not operating well together? You think it's all on one side?
It's the Republicans. This Ted Cruz, that guy is certifiable. You know, he gets out on the floor of the Congress and he's talking about green eggs and ham, Dr. Cruz. You know, time to get a straitjacket on.
Okay. All right, John, I'm glad I asked you. You're passionate. Feelings about that. Help yourself. By the way, the Dallas Cowboys story is at DougStephan.com. The fact that he showed up in his box using a flip phone. Isn't it interesting what intrigues people? It really is interesting what intrigues people, what it is that they pay attention to.
Right, you just think a guy with that kind of money would have the latest, greatest technology.
Right, yeah. 10 before the hour, this is Good Day.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models.
Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Now 51 past. This is Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with a Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
Here, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken and I do over the weekend. You hear the Good Day Weekend program focusing on your health and well-being. A couple of hours of phone calls and emails and the big news of the week. In fact, Ken's here to discuss the big news of the week now. There's a case in Florida, dangerous bacteria, the flesh-eating kind, attacking an older Florida man after he got bitten by a crab.
Seems like you have to watch going in the warm water this year. It's amoeba, and this week it's bacteria. An elderly Florida man, Doug, is in a Jacksonville, Florida hospital fighting a dangerous coastal bacteria infected with Vibrio vulnificus. It's a mouthful. State officials have confirmed 26 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections this year. 9 have been fatal. It's from the same family of bacteria that causes cholera. It needs salt from salt water to survive, and it usually pops up during summer months in the warm Gulf Coast waters. It's found in salt water and contaminated raw seafood, especially oysters, but chances of infection are higher for people with impaired immune systems.
All right, so Richie, hear that about raw fish?
Ah, yeah. Just had some last week.
Sushi.
All right, so Vibrio vulnificus. Is that how you say it?
Vibrio vulnificus.
That too.
Sounds better when Dr. Ken says it.
You're going to start a band with
it
that
It sounds
name.
More serious when Ken says it. So what actually, that's a...
Bacteria. That,
but is it just in this water off of the North Florida coast, or are there... I mean, there's got to be a lot of fish and crabs and lobsters and stuff infected with this. All
We're
over.
Not
You're
talking
right.
about your swimming pool.
warm salt water.
That's what it is. You find it in warm. So
just keep your immune system healthy.
Yeah, that's it. Keep your immune system strong. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as such, there are always lots of studies that come out. There is lots of news about breast cancer. You have a couple of items here, Ken.
There's about 232,000 women just this year, Doug, that will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and over 39,000 will die this year from the disease. Some good news this week. The FDA has approved the first drug to be used in early-stage breast cancer treatment. It's called Perjeta. It'll be used as part of a complete treatment regimen for patients before surgery.
All right, some good news. As to those who like to exercise, now that I'm into this CrossFit routine, not that I didn't get lots of exercise before, and apparently it's going to put you out of business.
Exactly. This is great news. British Medical Journal this week, exercise may be just as good as medication to treat heart disease and should be included as a comparison when new drugs are being developed and tested. There was no statistically detectable differences between exercise and drugs for patients with coronary heart disease, the number one killer, or pre-diabetes when a person shows symptoms that may develop into full-blown diabetes. For patients recovering from stroke, the review showed that exercise was more effective than drug treatment. One little caveat, if you haven't been in an exercise program before, please talk to the doctor before you start one. Can't afford to lose a single listener.
All right, so this is a very interesting news. I wonder how EECP, which is almost exercise, fits into this.
Well, EECP is wonderful. Exercise can't quite simulate EECP. EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, stimulates the development of new blood vessels in the heart, and it just increases blood flow back to the heart and then releases when your heart contracts. So exercise somewhat, but this is even better. EECP simulates a 2-mile jog, 1 hour is equivalent.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are producing Power Swabs, a great way to keep your teeth white and your gums healthy, Ken.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I and Doug recommend clinically proven Power Swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too. So call now to try it risk-free.
Call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.